This process works extremely well for most people most of the time. It's important to only ever listen to this hypnosis audio while in a safe place where you can do your best inner work and will not be interrupted. Do not use this audio while in a moving vehicle. And remember, you are in control. Before you begin to relax now, I'm going to share a few words about creating healthy habits. We tend to go through our day-to-day routines without much thought, but there are many times in life when we need to change our habits and lifestyle in response to the environment around us. For example, when someone breaks a bone, they need to be careful with that part of the body for several weeks or months. They need to change how they navigate their life and protect themselves while the bone heals. In much the same way, during flu season or when a new virus or bacteria is going around, there are extra measures you need to take to protect yourself. And one of the most important of these is to wash your hands thoroughly and regularly, and to avoid touching your face. This is especially important because when someone's unwashed hands touches their face, especially their eyes, their nose, or their lips, that's the exact moment when whatever germs or viruses they've acquired on their hands get direct access into the body. Even then, you still have your immune system to protect you. Your very own inner army of loyal guards who are ready and waiting to fight off any intruders. And your immune system is incredibly sophisticated, efficient, and intelligent about how it keeps you healthy and protects you from harm. But you can make life for your immune system a lot easier if you never let those intruders pass the drawbridge to begin with. By becoming much better at keeping bacteria and viruses outside of your body. In fact, there have probably been times for all of us when we picked up some unpleasant bug in the past that really disrupted our lives for a few days or perhaps even longer. And if only we'd washed our hands more thoroughly and not touched our face at that particular time, we would have never gotten sick in the first place. Now, not touching your face isn't a guarantee that you won't get sick, but it's been scientifically proven to significantly decrease the likelihood of infections, meaning that you'll need to take fewer sick days, perhaps even none at all, and that you have a better quality of life as a result. The challenge is that it's hard to stop touching your face by willpower alone, because it's something that most people do absentmindedly without realizing that they're doing it. Touching one's face is often an unconscious, automatic response, which is why the deeply relaxing, hypnotic part of the session will help you change this pattern at an unconscious level, so that it feels easy and natural for you to protect yourself in this way, whenever it's appropriate and useful for you to do so. Of course, you will still need to touch your face sometimes, like when you're washing or showering or if you use contact lenses. But you can find that you naturally ensure that your hands are clean before you do so, which in turn will help you to keep yourself healthy and well over the upcoming weeks, months, and years. So now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can place your hands comfortably, resting apart on your lap or by your sides. And you can allow your eyes to close if they haven't yet. And if they're already closed, then you can just imagine them slowly closing again as you take a very slow, deep breath now. That's it. And hold it for a moment. and then slowly and smoothly breathe all the way out. As you allow yourself to just settle back and to settle down inside. And as you follow along comfortably to the sounds of these words, and breathe smoothly and evenly, you can just imagine yourself in a place of incredible beauty, a beautiful, relaxing place that you associate with deep relaxation and rest. It could be a place you've visited, a place you go to often, or even a place from your imagination. It doesn't really matter. But you can just be curious about what place comes to mind, now or in a few moments. And to begin with, I'd like you to just get a sense of what it would be like to watch yourself relaxing so very deeply over there in that special place, as if you can see the restful, comfortable expression on the face of that you over there. A sense of genuine peace and ease within you. The well-being and the calm of this place just spreading completely throughout that you over there, reminding you that it's okay to relax completely and to give yourself this time out to rest now. And as I count from 3 to 1, you can just merge into this reality and experience this profound relaxation and rest from the inside. And 3, 2, 1. And now just float right into and merge into that deeply relaxed you, and feel this deep relaxation flow through you as you let go deeper and deeper still. And you can really just get a sense of what it's like to be in this special place now in your mind, as you take in the sights and the sounds of this place. Notice the colors, the shapes, the temperature of the air around you, and allow yourself to feel this deep well-being and peace all over again. Like a glowing color of deep relaxation flowing through you now, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. That's it. And keeping the hands resting apart, I'd like you to slowly, gently bring the thumb and middle finger of your right hand together. And at the same time, bring the thumb and middle finger of your left hand together. And then gently squeeze the thumb and middle finger of each hand together. As you say to yourself in your mind, my health and well-being are important to me. That's it. And then let the thumb and finger of each hand rest apart comfortably. And here in this special place, you can imagine slowly closing your eyes and preparing now to make a change within yourself at the unconscious level that's going to keep you healthy and well in many more ways than you might have imagined over the years to come. And so here and now, in this special place within, you can just allow the muscles around your face to just relax. You can relax the little muscles around the eyes, and you can loosen the jaw muscles. That's it. And on your next breath out, you can allow the shoulders to relax, to just release as a wave of comfortable heaviness flows down from the arms, down into the forearms, right on down into the hands and the fingers. And just get a sense in your imagination of what it would be like for those arms and those hands to begin to develop a statue-like stillness, a statue-like heaviness throughout those arms. And you can notice which arm feels heavier already, right now, than the one that's left, to be ready and willing to relax twice as deeply into a restful, comfortable ease and stillness, a heaviness in the fingers, a deep heaviness in the hands, a deep heaviness throughout those arms. That's it. And those hands are part of a team, deeply loyal to the rest of the body, and they rely upon the rest of the body. They rely upon the heart and the lungs and the immune system and the entirety of the body to keep healthy and well. And those hands can be proud to support the body, proud to keep themselves clean, proud to nurture and look after the body. And when it's flu season, or when there's a particular bug or virus going around, then you can remain calm and cool-headed. You can keep things in their true perspective, because everything comes in cycles, and this too shall pass. And there are times when there are more bugs going around, and other times when it's not something anyone even thinks about, because the sun is shining and you're well, and everyone around you is well. And in times when there's a bug going around, you can take appropriate protective measures, and those hands can support you in that decision, because from now on, those hands can be absolutely stubborn in their refusal to inadvertently sabotage the body. So that when those hands have any kind of contaminant upon them, then the very thought of lifting those hands to the face, the very thought of letting that contaminant through the drawbridge of the body's defenses, can make those hands feel instantly heavy, deeply heavy, with a stubborn refusal to get too close to the face. And their deep loyalty to the body means that those hands can instinctively keep themselves away from the face, easily and effortlessly. And as those hands keep any germs or viruses at arm's length away from the face, they can look forward to washing themselves thoroughly with an appropriate regularity during the day. And there's a balance, a middle path to find in any situation. Just as your skin only needs the right amount of washing and cleaning, so that you're being respectful and nurturing towards your skin, keeping it healthy in every way. And you can keep things in their true perspective. You can remain calm and clear-headed. And you can be mindful and consistent in how you take appropriate measures to keep yourself well. And when a person has been chopping certain kinds of food, like spicy chili peppers or raw ingredients that wouldn't be safe or healthy to let into their mouth or eyes, they are instinctively more careful about what they do with their hands without having to think about it. They instinctively know that they need to wash those hands before they do anything else. And if you can't wash your hands, then you use hand sanitizer. Or you might touch your face with a tissue and it's really not about trying to be perfect. It's about setting up strong, healthy habits that are going to massively reduce the chances of any contaminant getting past the drawbridge. And you can now just get a sense of that old, absent-minded pattern. What it used to be like when those hands would have touched the face unnecessarily in the past. The way those fingers would have lifted up to the face. But before they do, stop and just drift right outside of yourself and watch yourself do something different. Watch yourself take command of yourself. That's it. The way that a person can gently squeeze the middle finger and thumb of each hand together. The way that a person can say to themselves in their mind, my health and well-being are important to me. And as they do so, they can relax inside. As a deep, unconscious heaviness flows through their arms and their hands, and you can just do that now as you slowly, gently bring the thumb and middle finger of each hand together and think to yourself, my health and well-being are important to me. And then you can relax even deeper still as you let the thumbs and fingers drift apart. And as those arms and hands rest comfortably heavy, that's it. And again, get a sense of recalling what it was like to be able to remember that old feeling of having been about to touch your face in the old, absent-minded way. And then just before you do so, just stop. Take a deep breath. And in your imagination this time, just bring the thumb and finger of each hand together and say inside your mind, my health and well-being are important to me. Notice how you can just get on with doing something different. Something different with your hands. Something different with your attention. As you relax even deeper still. That's it. And And there may be times during the day when you instinctively bring the middle finger and thumb of each hand together to give yourself that extra unconscious reminder of the importance of this new healthy habit. And then there will come a time when you just realize you haven't been touching your face at all because you just haven't. You haven't even had to think about it. That the hands have deeply learned this new, healthier pattern that's keeping you healthy and well, both for the coming weeks and months, and also for the long term, because you've got a new, simple, healthy way to protect yourself and to look after yourself. And that can feel very good. And you can listen to this session often. And each time that you do, you can strengthen and reinforce this simple, natural, healthy habit. And in a moment, I will count up from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, back in the here and now, feeling great in every way. So 1, feeling the surface beneath your body. 2, feeling the energy pouring back into your arms and legs. 3, taking a nice deep breath of clean, oxygenating air. 4, not opening your eyes until you know you have everything you need inside. And 5, coming back up into the room, eyes open, wide awake, feeling great in every way. Welcome back.